We live surrounded by more than we could ever need, yet somehow, it's never enough. The average American household contains over 300,000 items. 300,000. And yet, when asked what brings meaning to their lives, no one points to their closets, their garages, or their storage units. Instead, they speak of moments with people they love, experiences that change them, connections that sustain them. So why do we keep accumulating? Why do half of all households have no savings while our homes bulge with unused possessions? The answer lies in a fundamental confusion. We've reversed the equation. We love things and use people, when it should be the opposite. This reversal doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual drift, one purchase at a time, until we wake up drowning in debt and stuff, wondering why success feels so hollow. Before the pandemic, Americans collectively owed more than $14 trillion in debt. The average person carried four credit cards with over $16,000 in balances. 62% couldn't produce $1,000 for an emergency, even among high earners. This isn't about income. It's about spending. We've expanded our lives in every direction. Homes have doubled in size over 50 years. We maintain 52,000 storage facilities, six times the number of Starbucks, and our garages overflow with items we've forgotten we own. American children possess 40% of the world's toys, yet play with only 12 of their average 200 daily. If everyone consumed like Americans, we'd need nearly five Earths. The true cost extends beyond purchase prices. Every possession demands space, maintenance, repair, eventual replacement, and emotional bandwidth. We cling to rotary phones and cassette tapes out of nostalgia, filling basements and attics with things we no longer use. American children possess 40% of the world's toys, yet play with only 12 of their average 200 daily. If everyone consumed like Americans, we'd need nearly five Earths. The true cost extends beyond purchase prices. Every possession demands space, maintenance, repair, eventual replacement, and emotional bandwidth. We cling to rotary phones and cassette tapes out of nostalgia, filling basements and attics with things we no longer use. Joshua's childhood in Dayton, Ohio was chaotic. His father, an Air Force physician, developed schizophrenia and bipolar disorder worsened by alcoholism. After divorce, his mother descended into addiction. They slept at strangers' homes when electricity was cut off. Years later, facing her Florida apartment crammed with possessions, 14 winter coats a mile from the beach, boxes of old schoolwork, Joshua rented storage space, then realized something profound. Our memories don't reside in our things, but within ourselves. He gave away nearly everything. Ryan pursued the American dream relentlessly. By 2008, he had everything: prestigious position, high salary, new car annually. He also had enormous debt, daily alcohol consumption, pill addiction costing $5,000 monthly, and a psychiatric hospitalization. He worked 60 to 80 hours weekly, but couldn't name a single passion. At a Subway restaurant, noticing Joshua's unexpected happiness, Ryan asked what changed. Joshua explained minimalism, how shedding excess created space for what truly matters. Ryan decided immediately, "I'm in." They devised the packing party: pack everything as if moving, then spend 3 weeks unpacking only what you need. After 9 hours, boxes reached halfway to the ceiling. 21 days later, Ryan hadn't touched 80% of his possessions. He donated everything that remained packed. They started theminimalists.com. The first month attracted 52 visitors. 10 years later, they help more than 20 million people annually. Minimalism creates space for what matters: time, passion, creativity, experiences, meaning, freedom. Before every purchase, ask six questions. For whom am I buying this? Our possessions reveal who we want to be, not who we are. Does this add value? Can I afford it? If you need credit, you can't. Is this the best use of my money? What is the real value? Calculate storage, maintenance, psychological burden. Would the best version of myself buy this? When fire destroyed the Kirkendalls' home, they lost everything except what mattered: their children, their family, their relationship. They saw opportunity, not disaster. We chase happiness through purchases and status symbols, but we're really seeking freedom. Yet true freedom isn't doing what you want when you want. That's self-imposed tyranny. The more we chase apparent freedom through sports cars, large houses, and promotions, the further we stray from actual freedom. Americans face 4,000 to 10,000 advertisements daily. Edward Bernays, Freud's nephew, transformed advertising by appealing to unconscious desires rather than rational needs. Now, $500 billion annually manufactures problems to sell solutions. Advertisers create false urgency, decide now, while supplies last. The simple truth, not buying saves 100%. Five practices help: map the benefits of fewer possessions, establish personal rules, inventory your belongings, essential, non-essential, or junk, part with unnecessary items, seek support. Five pitfalls to avoid: don't expect immediate results, don't follow others' expectations, don't assume you'll be unhappy without certain things, don't keep anything just in case, focus on letting go rather than organizing. Joshua's alcoholic mother hosted annual Thanksgiving feasts for hundreds despite her struggles. Her lung cancer prompted reflection on their relationship and her fundamental goodness. Depression and addiction often stem from disconnection and lack of meaning, not just biology. Journalist Johan Hari states, "The opposite of addiction isn't sobriety, it's connection." Deindustrialization in the American Midwest created widespread disconnection, causing despair and false realities. Ironically, as houses grow larger, trusted friendships decrease. Joshua's marriage to Carrie collapsed because he ignored truth and lied to himself. He stayed in an unsatisfying relationship because it was comfortable enough, a 6 on the comfort scale. But discomfort makes room for truth. It exposes flaws, and comfort for lies. They had love, but no agreement on children, community, or finances, breeding unspoken resentment. Despite once being an incorrigible optimist responding "extraordinary" to greetings, Joshua plunged into deep depression in 2019, proving even minimalists face fundamental human challenges. Joshua struggled with his body constantly: obese as a child, unhealthily thin as a teenager, neglecting health for career in his 20s. He blindly trusted medications without lifestyle changes, unaware his ailments stemmed from food allergies and antibiotic overuse. After interviewing experts with radically different diets, he identified commonalities: avoid processed food, sugar, gluten, chemical additives, and refined oils. His minimalist diet guidelines: eat real food, not too much or too little, avoid inflammatory foods, choose organic and local, focus on problems rather than symptoms. At 18, Joshua got his first credit card and spent the next decade living recklessly, maxing out 14 cards. Despite accumulating possessions, a house at 22, his first Lexus at 23, a second at 24, and a Land Rover at 25, he never found satisfaction. 25% of Americans must borrow for unexpected $400 expenses, and the same percentage has saved nothing for retirement. Debt robs us of freedom, security, and identity. The new American dream is being debt-free. Using Dave Ramsey's 7 baby steps, Joshua eliminated his six-figure debt. Start with a $1,000 emergency fund, pay off debts via the debt snowball, build a larger emergency fund, invest for retirement, save for children, pay off your mortgage early, and build wealth to be generous. 5 fundamental values almost everyone shares: health, relationships, creativity, growth, and contribution. These form the foundation for your life. Without health, you can't enjoy simple pleasures. Without relationships, life lacks meaning. Without creativity, something expressing your inspiration, you find no fulfillment. Following passion misleads because it assumes everyone is born with ready-made passion. For years, Joshua maintained 2 separate personas: his professional business self and his hidden creative self, believing them incompatible. Eventually, he recognized his business career was inherently creative. Developing leadership skills, solving problems, and helping others were all forms of creation. Despite wanting to be a writer, he spent years merely aspiring without writing. He hid behind excuses and writer's block until discovering the simple solution: showing up daily to write, regardless of outcome. Our creative potential drowns in constant distraction. We check smartphones 150 times daily, spending over 10 and a half hours on devices, creating an attention wall between people. Joshua treats digital communications like phone calls, responding only outside social situations. The pandemic revealed what's truly essential, not possessions, but relationships. When people bought only necessities, the economy collapsed, exposing its fragility. What's essential differs per person and changes over time. We misuse love, applying it to both deep affection and superficial preferences. Defining love too broadly strips it of power. Love is essential. Without it, trust, goodness, and kindness become colorless. Yet we often pursue being sexy, cool, or popular because it's easier than cultivating real love. Love isn't something you find, but what you cultivate by being loving. Paradoxically, you must let go of love to keep it. You can love someone without approving of their behavior. Our greatest challenge is confusing excitement and attraction with love, especially regarding possessions. Bishop Fulton J. Sheen said, "Remember to love people and use things, instead of loving things and using people." This became the minimalist's core message. Minimalism isn't new. It traces back to the Stoics and major religions, but the problem it solves is more urgent than ever. In a world constantly whispering more, choosing enough is radical. Not deprivation, but intention. Not emptiness, but space for what matters. Clear the clutter, material, mental, emotional, relational, and discover what was always there. People worth loving, a life worth living, freedom worth having. Everything loses its utility. Today's technology will become tomorrow's obsolescence, but our connections, the love we give, the lives we touch, these echo beyond any possession.